Morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Sam, thank you for talking to us today.
Not at all. Well, the first of it was I went to the Albert Bridge. There was packets attached to the uprights, the wooden uprights, under the Albert Bridge. And there were children playing in and under the bridge. I shouted at them and they went and they hid behind the uprights. Packet was tied to the upright. And I had to go in through a hole. There was a mesh wire and a big hole in the middle of it. I went in through it.
And you saw them, did you? You saw them?
I did, surely. I was there and I ordered the children out.
What did you see?
I just seen the packets tied to the upright.
You saw the bombs?
I was there. I had to go in underneath that and get the children out and they would run down to the markets. I came back up out and there was BT men, which I give great credit for. I asked them, I said, there's packets tied underneath that bridge. They're obviously bombs. Would you block the road? And they put their vans across the road for me and blocked it. I then went, the next one that I heard was Ormo Avenue.
Because, Sam, the Albert Bridge was the first alert.
That's right.
There were 23 bombs in total, 19 exploded, 2 failed to go off, 2 were defused.
Mm-hmm.
Not Albert Bridge was the first, and you saw them.
I saw them.
And you saw the children huddled beside the bombs.
No, they were playing. They didn't even know the bombs were there. And when I shouted and being in uniform, they ran and hid rather than confront of the police. And I shouted, there's bombs there, come out. And they didn't. And I went in on that and chased them out. I came up and the BT men then, I asked them, and I give them great credit because they put their vehicles, big vehicles, across the road and stopped the traffic for me.
What a vivid image you've painted this morning, Sam, in our minds of those children.
Yes.
Right beside those bombs. And thank you for doing so.